Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering a broad overview of pricing with Pricing Tactics 101, elevating your business strategy for success. In the world of marketing, pricing refers to the strategic process of which businesses determine the monetary value assigned to their products or services. It involves the analysis, setting, and adjustment of prices based on various factors such as production costs, market demand, competition, and perceived value. Pricing decisions are crucial in influencing consumer behavior, market positioning, and overall profitability. The academic study of pricing encompasses a multidisciplinary approach, integrating principles from economics, marketing, finance, and behavioral sciences to understand how individuals and organizations make decisions related to the exchange of goods and services in a dynamic market environment. In other words, pricing is the art of putting a tag on awesomeness without scaring away customers or selling yourself short. It's the sweet spot where value, psychology, and a dash of strategy come together in the marketplace dance. Taking the concept of pricing a bit further, let's talk a bit about pricing strategies. Pricing strategies refer to the deliberate and systematic approaches that businesses employ to set and adjust the prices of their products or services. These strategies aim to achieve specific business objectives, considering factors such as market conditions, competition, consumer behavior, and overall organizational goals. Whether using cost-plus pricing, value-based pricing, dynamic pricing, or other methodologies, businesses strategically deploy pricing strategies to maximize revenue, maintain competitiveness, and influence consumer perceptions in the marketplace. In other words, pricing strategies is the art of turning numbers into a dance, where businesses set the stage for sweet deals, outsmart competitors, and keep customers tapping to their pricing beat. When considering pricing strategies, it is not difficult to see the importance of pricing in marketing, as well as the relevance of behavioral economics in pricing. So let's give a real-world example. One real-world example of the significance of pricing strategy in marketing is exemplified by the technology giant Apple Inc. Apple's pricing strategy plays a pivotal role in shaping consumer perceptions, influencing demand, and maintaining a premium brand image. In this example, we'll consider Apple's premium pricing strategy for iPhones. Apple positions its iPhones as high-end premium devices, and its pricing strategy reflects this positioning. The company consistently prices its flagship iPhones at a premium compared to many competitors in the smartphone market. Despite the availability of lower-priced alternatives, Apple's strategic decision to maintain higher prices has several implications for its marketing. Perceived value. The premium pricing contributes to the perception of Apple products as superior in quality and design. Customers often associate a higher price with higher value and prestige. Brand image. Apple's premium pricing supports its brand image as an innovator and market leader. Consumers perceive Apple products as aspirational, and the pricing strategy reinforces the notion that owning an Apple device is a status symbol. Profit margins. The higher prices contribute to healthier profit margins for Apple. This allows the company to invest significantly in research and development, marketing, and maintaining a seamless customer experience. Exclusivity. By pricing its products at a premium, Apple creates a sense of exclusivity. This exclusivity contributes to a dedicated customer base that is willing to pay a premium for the perceived unique value offered by Apple devices. Controlled demand. Apple's strategic pricing helps manage demand for its products. The company deliberately limits supply during product launches, creating a sense of scarcity and anticipation among consumers. In summary, Apple's pricing strategy is a key element of its marketing approach, influencing consumer behavior, reinforcing brand positioning, and contributing to the company's overall success in the competitive tech market. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with Pricing Tactics 101, Elevating Your Business Strategy for Success. Pricing strategies are systematic approaches employed by businesses to set and adjust the prices of their products or services. These strategies are critical components of marketing and can significantly influence consumer behavior, market positioning, and overall profitability. Various pricing strategies exist, each with its own objectives and considerations. Here are some examples. 1. Penetration pricing, setting initially low prices to gain quick market share. 2. Skimming pricing, introducing a product at a high price and gradually lowering it over time. 3. Dynamic pricing, adjusting prices based on real-time demand, market conditions, or competitor pricing. 4. Bundle pricing, offering multiple products or services together at a lower combined price. 5. Freemium pricing, providing a basic version of a product for free while charging for premium features. 6. Value-based pricing, determining prices based on the perceived value of a product or service to the customer. 7. Loss leader pricing, selling a product at a loss to attract customers who may purchase additional, more profitable items. 8. Psychological pricing, using pricing tactics that appeal to consumer psychology, such as setting prices that are just below a round number, for example, $9.99. Geographical pricing, adjusting prices based on the location or region, considering factors like shipping costs and local market demand. Time-based pricing, offering discounts or adjusting prices during specific periods such as sales or promotional events. Each pricing strategy serves specific business goals and market conditions, and the choice of strategy can have a profound impact on a company's competitiveness and success. Okay, so now let's wrap in the behavioral economics principles. 1. Anchoring. The pricing strategy? Penetration pricing. Here's an example. Introducing a new smartphone at a significantly lower initial price to anchor consumers to a reference point, making the product seem more affordable. 2. Scarcity. The pricing strategy? Skimming pricing. An example, launching a limited edition of a luxury watch at a high initial price, emphasizing its exclusivity and scarcity in the market. 3. Urgency. Pricing strategy? Dynamic pricing. An example, adjusting hotel room prices based on real-time demand during peak tourist seasons, creating a sense of urgency for booking. 4. Decoy effect. Pricing strategy? Bundle pricing. Here's an example, offering a software bundle with 3 tiers where the middle tier has the most value, making the higher price tier seem more reasonable. 5. Reciprocity. Pricing strategy, loss leader pricing. An example, selling a popular video game console at a loss to attract customers who are likely to purchase additional, more profitable games and accessories. 6. Endowment effect. Pricing strategy, freemium pricing. An example, providing a free version of a productivity app with basic features to create a sense of ownership, increasing the likelihood of users upgrading to the premium version. 7. Left digit effect. Pricing strategy, psychological pricing. Example, setting the price of a product at $19.99 instead of $20 to create the perception of a significantly lower price. 8. Reference pricing. Pricing strategy, geographical pricing. Here's an example, adjusting the price of a product in different regions based on local market conditions and competitors' pricing. 9. Let's do scarcity again. The pricing strategy, time-based pricing. Here's an example, offering limited-time discounts during holiday sales to create a sense of scarcity and encourage consumers to make purchases before the promotion ends. These examples demonstrate how behavioral economics principles can be integrated into various pricing strategies to influence consumer behavior. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In this episode, we reveal the synergy of behavioral economics, marketing, and pricing strategy for business success. By weaving these threads into a strategic fabric, businesses can navigate the complexities of consumer behavior, optimize pricing, and chart a course for sustained success. Embrace the art of strategic pricing to elevate your business in a dynamic landscape of today's markets. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.